Okay, we're in principle number 7, the fourth level. So the fourth level is receiving to give. Once we have attained the very high spiritual level of being able to give only with intention to give, it is then possible to come to this final stage of receiving to give. In this stage, two conditions are met. One, we enjoy the pleasure of God's goodness. Two, our receiving of the enjoyment is not motivated by wanting to fulfill our desire to receive. We receive God's goodness as an act of giving to God, to fulfill God's desire for us to enjoy. Of course, we can't actually give to God in the way that we're giving something to God that's giving God something that God doesn't have. We learn the source of reality is in complete perfection. It's only flowing goodness for us. But when we're in a state of wanting to be in divine service, of wanting to be giving to God, of wanting to be giving love, and our reception of God's goodness is in that state of divine service, we're receiving it because God wants to give it to us. And that's really the reason we're receiving it. We're not receiving it to serve our desire to receive. We have a desire to receive. We want the goodness. But we want more than that is to be in a state of service to God. So whatever in that state, whatever God would want from us, that's what we want to do. God wants us to clean the toilet, so we'll clean the toilet. God wants us to receive infinite goodness forever, so we'll receive infinite goodness forever. Whatever you want, that's what we want to do. So in this final stage, we have of receiving to give, we're making use of our desire to receive because at this level, that's what God wants us to do. The source of reality wants to flow out the goodness and we desire to receive it because the source of reality wants to give it to us. So in this stage, we're able to experience all of the goodness, but we're experiencing it in a state of giving. In a state of love. So it goes on here to say, we are now able to receive all the goodness that we were created to experience. And since our receiving is with the intention of giving, we are in alignment with God's attribute of giving. Right? In this state, God is giving all of the goodness, and we're giving. Because receiving to give is a state of giving. The only reason we're receiving is as an act of giving. There is no longer the separation inherent in God giving and us receiving because we are also in a state of giving. Right? So, but this state, it has to be for real, right? Can't just say we're receiving something to give. Our reception is truly only because we want to be in a state of service. So in order to reach a place where we're receiving something only in order to be in a state of service, we have to first be able to be in a place of giving to give. Only when we're in a place of divine service out of love could we then be able to merit to a state of being able to receive in order to give. So it goes on here and it says, this stage also enables us to experience God's goodness in an unlimited way. Receiving is a finite vessel. Giving is limitless. So this is like an interesting, like a side here. Everything we're learning here is put in these principles like so briefly and concisely. In the learning of Kabbalah, all of these ideas are expanded upon in thousands of pages of spiritual wisdom. The beauty here is that it's being brought to us so simply and clearly. But here he's just throwing in... that receiving is a finite vessel and giving is an infinite vessel. So the way I understand this is that there's a level of receiving goodness that at some point the pleasure that we're experiencing is so fulfilling, so high, that we have no desire to receive anything more. It's enough for us. It's like so good and forever and we're fine with that. And that state, though, is as magnificent as it is, it's finite. Because we wouldn't want anything more. Even though there could be more, but we wouldn't. There's nothing more we could want in that state. It's so good. That's if we're receiving in order to fulfill our desire to receive. No matter how big that desire to receive is, it's a finite vessel. But if we're receiving the goodness only because the source of reality wants to give to us, so even if we're receiving goodness so great that we're fine with that forever, we don't need to receive anything more. But if the source of reality wants us to enjoy even more, so then we would, in order to be of divine service, we would want to enjoy even more because the giver wants us to enjoy even more. So although from vessels of reception, there's a limit to how far we would go with them. But you could always give more. So it's bringing a kind of interesting little aside here that this final level of receiving to give allows our final cosmic eternal reception that we're headed towards to be infinite, for us to experience a goodness and pleasure that's limitless because it's actually received in order to give. Interesting, very interesting to contemplate. So it goes on here to say, in this final stage of receiving to give, we experience God's goodness in the ultimate way. This is the purpose of creation, Matarata Briya. So we said when we started to talk about the Tzimtzum, we said everything that we're going through now is to allow us to reach a place where we can receive the gift of all the goodness that God wants to give to us, that the source of reality wants to bestow to us, but we conceive it in a way that's not only just taking the love, but is loving back. The ultimate way to receive the goodness. It's not only the experience of the goodness, which is the ultimately divine experience. But the giver of the gift is even more precious to us than the gift. We're receiving to give, so our giving is more precious to us than our receiving. The receiving is serving our desire to give. So the giver is more precious to us than the gift. So it's interesting because the gift is divine experience itself. Because that's the ultimate thing that could be given to us. And in that divine experience, though, that divine experience for us is not being taken in a self-serving way, but we're actually loving the giver itself. We're not just taking the experience of the source of reality, but we're actually loving the source of reality. So this final cosmic moment that's being expressed here is God bestowing all the infinite goodness and love to all of us, the creation, in a place that transcends time and space, eternal, cosmic, infinite. And we are experiencing all of that goodness and love in the way of loving back. Most beautiful cosmic love story. So he says here, a way to determine if we are receiving because of our love for God and not for our own self-benefit is to see if we are willing to have all the rewards for our effort be given to others instead of to us. Okay, how to understand that? I think maybe an idea here is if we're truly receiving to give, if we're truly receiving God's goodness only because we want to serve God's purpose of wanting to give to us, so then it wouldn't really matter to us if the bestowal of the goodness is going to us personally or going to somebody else. See, as long as we're still trying to serve our own desire to receive, so it would be very important that we personally are the one that's experiencing that goodness. But if we truly just want to be in service to the source of reality that wants to bestow goodness to creation, so then it wouldn't matter to us what aspect of creation or who in creation is receiving the goodness. Like simply if we imagine that like God wants to give like in this moment $1 million of pleasure to somebody, and we want to serve God's purpose of God giving that $1 million of pleasure to somebody. So if it's important that $1 million of pleasure goes to me, so it's my desire to receive that's in control there. But if I want to be in divine service, so it wouldn't matter to me if that $1 million of pleasure goes to somebody else instead. What I want is to be is that God be able to give that $1 million of pleasure. So I don't know if that metaphor holds up at all, to what level that holds up, but I think it's maybe what I'm getting here is the idea that receiving to give isn't so simple. To say we're receiving to give is simple. But to truly receive only because we want to serve that which wants to give to us is much deeper than it might seem. There's one little last section here, but let's stop for now and we'll finish up section 7 next time.